Morning, Oregon, and happy hump day. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. As a source of fossil remnants of ancient animals, the La Brea Tar Pits in California are number one in North America. But surprisingly close behind it is a place in eastern Oregon that few people have ever heard of, Fossil Lake, a dry lake bed in south-central Oregon. Fossil Lake was actually discovered, sort of, by Oregon's first governor, John Whitaker, in 1875, years after he left office. Of course, cattle ranchers and cowboys already knew about it, but it was the ex-gov, an amateur geologist of sorts, who brought it to the attention of science. The following year, Whitaker made a more serious expedition to the place, and the year after that, the University of Oregon's legendary Professor Thomas Condon came. In the ensuing years, many more geologists and paleontologists would follow. Fossil Lake is really nothing more than a low spot in the high desert. But once, a few thousand years ago, it was part of a single huge lake, more than 100 feet deep, that included the areas that we know today as Silver Lake and Christmas Lake. Over the years, it got deeper and shallower with the seasons. Like most Lake County lakes, it had no outlet, so minerals and salts concentrated in its waters. This is apparently how so many animals came to be preserved in it. Crossing a mud flat to get to the water, they got stuck, sank, died. The salts in the water, or mud, essentially pickled the animals, retarding the natural processes of decomposition, and over time the bones petrified. Although many of the specimens found there were still new enough that they hadn't started to turn to stone yet. The vast majority of animals there, possibly all of them, are from the Pleistocene era, which started 1.65 million years ago and ended with the last ice age about 10,000 years ago. That's the era of such megafauna as woolly mammoths and dire wolves and the predators known in popular culture as saber-toothed tigers. So far as is known, there are no remains from dinosaurs or other pre-Pleistocene animals there. Most of the animal remains at the Silver Lake site are small mammals and birds and fish. The big creatures, such as the dire wolves and mammoths and Pleistocene-era horses and camels, are getting more and more scarce as the site gets picked over. But there's a huge variety of animals entombed there, and several species of extinct creatures are known to science only because their bones were found at Silver Lake. Since 1990, Professor James Martin of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology has regularly led an upper division class of students in a two-week field paleontology course at the lake in the late spring. The students stay at the Bureau of Land Management's Fire Guard camp at night, pool their resources for communal meals, and spend long days on trench excavations and explorations. Their efforts typically yield thousands of fossils, which are added to the public collection at the college. Quote, "Every year we come out here, we see something new, something different, something we didn't understand clarified," Martin told Lake County journalist Melanie Tupper in 2001. "So any study that's worth its salt is a multi-year study." Quite a few specimens from Fossil Lake are in the University of Oregon's collection, thanks to Professor Condon and his late 1800s expeditions. But fossils from the lake have found their way into several collections nationwide. The American Museum of Natural History houses the bones collected by Edward Drinker Cope, who arrived at the site the same year Condon did. Fossils are also housed at the University of California and, of course, the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Fossil Lake's not the only site in Oregon that's rich in the remains of ancient animal life, but in Ice Age paleontology circles, it's the most well-known, and as the enormous list of different animal types found there attests, easily the most productive. This story was first published on October 17th of 2010 under the headline Fossil Lake, Oregon's Answer to the La Brea Tar Pits. Key sources included works by Melanie Tupper, Herbert O. Elftman, Ellen Condon McCormick, the Archives of the New York Times, and the South Dakota Museum of Geology. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. And by the way, if you like this kind of stuff, you might be interested in my other podcast. It's called the Penny Dreadful Hour podcast, and it's basically an early Victorian variety show. Each week, I read a chapter or two from several different classic Penny Dreadful story papers published between 1840 and 1866 or so, complete with historical and sociological commentary sometimes, and definitions of the flash cant slang lingo that was used by Romany family coves, bold highway robbers, and titled Regency roisterers back in the day. Check it out. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts, or you can cut straight to it at pennydread.com/apple or pennydread.com/spotify. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Fresh episodes of Offbeat Organ History come your way at around 6 a.m. every weekday morning, so if you're looking for the next one, you haven't got long to wait. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.